Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Divine Enablement, the power behind our obedience. Today's focus is obedience to God's commands is crucial. In the quest to live a life that pleases God, believers often grapple with the tension between human frailty and divine expectations. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 offers profound reassurance, reminding us that the call to obedience is undergirded by God's own power at work within us. It's not merely a test of human will, but an invitation to cooperate with a divine force that both prompts and empowers our actions. This verse shifts our perspective from seeing obedience as a daunting task to viewing it as a participation in God's work in and through us for His good pleasure. Our springboard for today's discussion is Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Now, this scripture encapsulates a well-theological truth. Obedience to God is not solely an act of human willpower, but is primarily driven by God's initiative and enabled by His power. It challenges the notion that obedience is about gritting our teeth and trying harder, instead of about yielding to the Holy Spirit who energizes our desires and capacitates our efforts. This divine enablement allows us to overcome the natural resistance of our flesh and aligns our deepest desires with God's will, transforming obedience from a duty into a delight. 2-minute focus training. Number one, daily surrender. Begin each day by surrendering your will to God in prayer. Acknowledge your dependence on Him to energize both your desire and your ability to obey. And number two, scriptural meditation. Regularly meditate on scriptures that emphasize God's role in empowering obedience. This practice can help reinforce your reliance on divine strength rather than personal effort. Number three, recognize God's promptings. Develop sensitivity to recognize when God is moving you to action. This can often be discerned through a combination of scriptural alignment, inner conviction, and confirmation through godly counsel. Number four, act on divine promptings. When you discern God's direction, act on it promptly. Remember, God's promptings are accompanied by His power, making obedience feasible and fruitful. Number five, seek fellowship. Engage in regular fellowship with other believers who encourage obedience and reliance on God's power. Community support is vital in fostering an environment conducive to spiritual growth. Number six, testify to God's enablement. Share experiences where you've witnessed God's power, enabling your obedience. Testimonies can be powerful motivators for both you and others. Finally, number seven, cultivate gratitude. Maintain a posture of gratitude for God's enabling power. Thankfulness keeps your heart open to God's influence and responsive to His leading. In conclusion, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 does more than reassure us. It revolutionizes our approach to spiritual obedience. By understanding that God is actively involved in cultivating our will and energizing our actions, we can embrace obedience with confidence and joy. This realization invites us to learn not on our own strength, but on God's infinite power, which promises not only to direct us, but to also drive our doing. A call to action. This week, identify one area where you struggle with obedience and consciously rely on God's power for both the desire and the execution. Journal about your experience daily, noting any changes in your attitude and actions. And today's question of the day. What area of obedience are you currently struggling with, and how can you move more fully to rely on God's power to overcome these challenges? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for working us to will and to act according to your good purpose. Help us to rely not on our own strength, but on your divine power that equips us for every good work. May our lives reflect your transformative power, and may our obedience bring you great pleasure. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As we continue our journey of faith, let's embrace the divine power that fuels our obedience, trusting that God is always at work within us, enabling us to live lives that are pleasing to his sight. Let the assurance drive us to deeper dependence and more fervent obedience as we fulfill his purposes on earth.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.